Greg, obviously Kofi Coburn is a load. How did you try to combat him, and what does he give opponents every night?
Well, I mean, there's I don't know if there's anybody else in the country that size, at that mobility and what he does, and probably as much as what the effectiveness that he has, it's how they surround him with shooters. Obviously, you're cognizant of threes, and they do a good job of entering to him from angles that it's harder to get help immediately to it. And obviously, he's you know very good player.
Great. Greg, what were they doing so well to frustrate you guys offensively, especially from the three?
I don't know. Maybe the rim was smaller when we were shooting at it. I don't know. I mean, I'll look through the 24 attempts. I thought, for the most part, they were pretty good looks. I mean, Brad has shot 50% from three for the last how many games, Patrick, you said? 10 games. I mean, you obviously have to be able to knock down some shots, and that plays into everything else and helps loosen up some things in the paint. So it's a combination of things.
You're to the left.
I was going to ask you about the threes, but I guess I'll pivot to just Johnny and Brad. I think they were combined 8 of 31. Can you win a game against a quality opponent if those guys aren't scoring consistently?
Look back through the box scores. I think we already have. I think we've already won when they've struggled. So.
Coach Devontae Williams spent a lot of time on Johnny Davis tonight. He obviously did a really good job. What kind of defensive ability does Devontae Williams bring?
Well, he's experienced. I mean, that's one thing. He's been through this a few times, so he understands some things. And you know, I thought Johnny had some good looks, too. You know, I thought Johnny was able to get the free throw line 14 times. That was important. You know, so the credit to Illinois for defending him, but you know, we didn't do our part either of making some shots.
Here in the middle.
How frustrating and how much did it affect you guys when you weren't getting into foul trouble? You know, Steven had two in the first half, and then Chris had four
had really no impact on things. I mean, rotate the guys through and those two guys, and I can use Ben there if I need to. That really didn't, I didn't think that was as big a issue. Maybe sure. I should have just taped Steven and Chris together, have them together try to guard Kofi.
Jeremy.
You've been through these Big Ten title races into February. These are two teams doing it. Right. Illinois got a tough stretch. I know you've had a tough stretch. What's it take in February to have teams go on runs and win a Big Ten title?
Well, you got to play well. I mean, obviously, and, you know, we won it 2 years ago. We shot it really well down the stretch. But you just focus. We're barely at the half, or right at the halfway mark. Just crossing the halfway mark now, so we got a long ways to go. And that's what I try to emphasize with our guys after the game. You know, there were some things we did well. We got it down to six, and you know, we can't dwell on the fact that we were 3 for 24. And you know, Kofi's going to be, he's a handful for everybody. You know, and you know, now that they have their full complement of everybody. You know, they're a really good team. Brad's got a good team. And, you know, I think you just move on to the next game, and you can't dwell on what didn't go well. And we have to get ready for a Penn State team that's playing pretty well right now on Saturday.
Here to the left.
Greg, first half, was it second chance points and getting to the free throw line that helped keep you guys in that game?
Yeah, I think, you know, getting to the free throw line, I thought, you know, obviously you don't want to have the I think there was 42 points on 36 possessions in the first half. So, you know, defensively is where we needed to turn some things towards the better. But, yeah, I thought we did a good job. I thought Carson was active on the glass. I thought we did some good things. Like I said, getting to the free throw line was important. You know, and then we got to knock down some shots, a fair amount. I mean, it doesn't have to be astronomical, but you can't be 3 for 24.
It felt like Lauren Bowman, when he came in that second half, gave you guys a little bit of a momentum change. What did you see from him today?
Yeah, I thought he played well. You know, I think he's getting more and more comfortable as he's gotten, you know, more and more practice time as he gets back and has been healthy. And, you know, he's practiced well, which is always the first step. But, yeah, I thought in our run back to get it to six, he was a big part of that and looked like he settled in and, you know, did some really good things. It's good to see. We can build on that.
In the middle.
Brad was really angry that Trent Frazier didn't make the Defensive Player of the Year list. because he doesn't get a lot of steals. Do you?
Brad Underwood was angry.
Brad Underwood.
Oh, okay.
Do you have an opinion about Trent Frazier's defense?
I've always thought he's been a terrific defender. Just shouldn't have had this. Well, I guess we're taking advantage of the COVID year too with Davison. So otherwise, he would have been gone, right? Would have been out of eligibility. No, Trent's a good player. I mean, he always has been. He's competitive. He battles. You know, he doesn't shoot it exceptionally well tonight, but he can impact the game. 7 assists, 1 turnover. You know, good players find ways to impact the game and help their team in ways other than just scoring, and Trent's one of those guys.
Anything else for Coach? One more. Last question.
You talked about Kofi's effectiveness is helped by the outside shooting. When you're building a game plan, I mean, how do you kind of decide which one to try to cut off over the other?
Well, I mean, it's somewhat that's a challenge. You know, I don't want to give away everything, but you try to minimize, you know, how many cut touches he can get, where he gets it, your ball pressure, where you can get help from. You know, I don't think it's anything that everybody else is trying to do as well. It's just when, you know, you're cognizant of threes and they have shot it well at times. And that's obviously you play that cat and mouse game between what they can do in the paint versus threes. And so we'll look at the film and try to be better and help us improve in that area.